Well, John, what a terrific away win that was.
Players were superb again today. They've carried on everything that we spoke about on Tuesday. You know, we had a little bit of a change of tactic today, preparation. Instead of showing them the opposition, we showed them ourselves and how well we played against on Tuesday. And we got them to try and replicate that, and I think they did. You know, we worked ever so hard. And, you know, the age-old saying, you know, if you work hard, you'll get your rewards, and we did.
Southend have been terrific, particularly here this season. They've had this lengthy unbeaten run, but you didn't give them a minute's peace.
Well, the game plan was to press them. You know, and we know we've got skillful players, but we've got to earn the right to get them on the ball. And when we do get them on the ball, you know, some of the football we played today was superb. And it's just disappointing that we conceded when we did, because if we can keep it safe for another 5 or 10 minutes, they would have got a bit more gung-ho, and we maybe would have had more space to counter, and possibly the scoreline then could have flattered us. But they're a good side, Southend. They'll win a lot of games here, and I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, next season they're playing in Division 1.
Half-time 0-0, the crowd here a bit frustrated. Did that work to your advantage, do you think?
Well, when you go away from home anywhere, you've got to try and frustrate the crowd and the opposition. I think we did that, you know. I mean, we had a little bit of a let off, the lads going clear through and put over the bar. It's added a clever bit of play by their lad, because someone shouted for Rob to leave it wasn't the keeper. But, you know, that's the little bit of luck that you need. And as we say, you know, you're working hard, you maybe earn a bit of slice of luck. The lad missing that. And then, you know, they haven't had too many clear cut chances after that. And, you know, on the counter, we could have scored more.
Great composure from Piero Mingoia to make it 1-0.
Yeah, fantastic goal. You know, his work rate is something to behold, really. For the amount of running he does, to be able to do something at the end of it, because he must tire, you know, he is human. But he was very, very good today, and as does they all were. But, you know, for me, what we've been lacking, you know, we've had it in the last couple of games, and Teddy going, we had it probably against Plymouth as well, but, you know, being able to hold the ball up gets us out. And once we can start playing and the opposition's off, we look as though we could be a threat to anybody.
Deft finish from Mr. Gornal for his goal, clipped it over the goalkeeper.
Well, yeah, you know, similar chance to their lads, but, you know, Teddy showed a little bit more composure. And I'm delighted for him, because, you know, it's all well and good working hard and using yourself as a bit of a battered ram and holding the ball up. But you want the payoff at the end of it. And I know the season that we made the playoffs, he was licking his wounds a little bit that he didn't get as many goals as what he's liked. You know, it was the people who were playing off him that were getting all the chances. And he got a bit frustrated with that. I think he's a little bit older, a little bit wiser now. And if he relaxes more and he gets himself in the box, the chances will come for him.
And defensively, when you did concede a goal to that Barry Corr header, your goalkeeper Scott Davis went absolutely crackers. That's how much it means to your players, isn't it?
Well, it does. And, you know, in a perverse sort of way, it's maybe good that we've conceded, because we've had to see out a 2-1 rather than it being comfortable last 5 minutes with 2-0. So we've had to withstand the pressure that Southend put on us, and we've passed that test, and sometimes it's good to have to do that.
Things change quickly in a week in this game, don't they?
Well, they do, you know, and that's what we were saying to our players this morning, and we were saying it to them last week. You know, you can beat yourselves up, or you can go and try and do something about it. We know there's been games when we've let ourselves down in that five consecutive defeats. But there was also some good performances in that. You know, the Bury game, we played ever so well against Bury, and there's no way on earth we should have lost that game. So it wasn't all doom and gloom, and we knew if we could get back to anywhere near that level of form, the results would turn, and so they are.
Confidence levels back up now, looking up that table?
Well, you know, we go into a different scenario on Friday now, because we'll be going into that game as favourites, whereas the last four or five games we've played, we haven't been favourites. So the pressure is on us, and it's a different kind of pressure, and we've got to see it through.
And just finally, sort of a bit of housekeeping, the James Gray situation, going to Southport, not going to Southport, what's the situation as far as you understand
it? Well, I can gather James has had a change of heart, and he doesn't want to go there, so, you know, he's back in our squad.